here at the 2019 California-Nevada Credit Union League's conference, REACH conference, that is, in beautiful Monterey. As you can see, as you can tell from the lighting, the sun is right there. So I apologize for the odd lighting, but we have Eric Orellana.
Correct.
All right, I got it.
You got it.
CEO of Comunidad Latina Federal Credit Union.
Now say both of them together, my name and the name of the credit union.
I will not do that. I will not. I'll leave that to you. Maybe later in the day when my tongue is not as tied.
We have to get you a glass of wine.
Yes, yeah. Eric Orellana from Comunidad Latina Federal Credit Union.
Very good.
Got it.
Yeah.
So, well, a few years of Spanish in high school and college. It helps out.
It's paying off. Yeah, it is
paying off. Thanks, Mom and Dad. Hey, how's the conference going for you so far, by the way?
It's great.
Yeah?
Yeah. The networking is, you know, I think a lot of us come here for different reasons, but I think networking is one of the top reasons. The educational component is amazing as well, but the ability to network and talk to your peers as to what is working, what is not, is so pivotal for all of us.
Even in this digital era where we do Skype or Zoom or texting, all this stuff, it's still great
and
to
email,
do a face-to-face.
The face-to-face, those interactions, I don't think they can be replaced by any electronic means.
I agree. That's part of the reason why we do this, so we can meet and talk in person about your presentation. So tell me about your presentation. It was Reaching Minority Households with Lending Opportunities. So give us a quick overview.
So it's about inclusivity. It's actually bringing people that are out in the margins into the mainstream of credit unions. The presentation was focusing on the immigrant communities. A lot of these individuals are undocumented, and they're left out of mainstream financial services. And unfortunately, what ends up happening with them, they end up with predatory lenders. There's a few companies out there that offer products for them. The good ones, believe it or not, start their rates at 34%. The bad ones is over 200%.
What?
Yes.
What?
So there is, when we're talking about making a difference in somebody's lives, we can do that through I-10 lending. And my credit union is a good example of that. We do that all day long, and the impact that we make in the community is, you can actually measure it.
Yeah, because you're getting people out of that vicious cycle that they can't get out of because of the interest is so high that they're stuck.
And unfortunately, banks don't lend to individuals with I-10 lending, with I-10s. A lot of credit unions still don't do it. There's only a few of us. A big takeaway from the presentation is the Filene component. Filene actually had an incubator where they actually had 13 credit unions test the I-10 program and turned out to be one of the most profitable programs in the program that they tested. And out of 13 credit unions, 12 of them are going to continue with the program and actually offer that on a permanent basis. And we're seeing the marketplace change. We're seeing more credit unions coming into and actually serving individuals with individual taxpayer numbers. That's what an I-10 is.
That's a beautiful thing, a beautiful thing. So what are there other tools that credit unions can use to kind of...
There is a plethora of tools out there. Actually, Filene has a how-to guide.
Oh, good. Well, we'll point them to Filene's direction.
Just go to and it's free to download. You can actually download. Gives you an overview as to what I-10 lending is and how it's being done at this credit union.
Okay.
Obviously, each credit union has to adopt their own policies and processes and adjust it to their financial needs and the community that they're serving, but they can utilize the tool as a starting point.
Okay, yeah, I think I talked last week, because last week we were at the NWCUA's MAX conference in Spokane, and I interviewed Victor Coro from Cupera Consulting, and he talked about the I-10 as well. So, yeah, so this is really kind of percolating to the surface now, which is a good thing for folks out there who are stuck in this the pay at 200%. Are you kidding me?
The
bottom is 34 and the top is 200.
No, the top is not 200. The bottom is 34. The top, we have seen it as high as 458%.
Oh my goodness. Oh my
I wish that the top was 200. It's actually more than double the rate that you just quoted.
That is crazy.
So at my credit union, we do a lot of financial literacy with the community for adults, not children. These are immigrants that don't know about financial services in this country. And we in our presentation, we actually have loan agreements from these companies at 200 and 400%. And we compare that to the loan that they can obtain from a credit union at 18%.
Oh, I mean, if somebody saw that, like, are you kidding? It's like, what a no-brainer.
It's making a difference. It's actually
completely making
a difference to the people that need it the most. I can speak for the individuals that participated in the incubator. I can speak for my credit union. The house, so we're in Orange County. one of the most expensive areas in the country live in.
Oh, yeah.
Half of our members, half of the households in our membership have household incomes, not individual incomes, household incomes of less than $25,000.
How do you make it with that? And then having that interest
then
on
having
top
that interest.
Of that stuff.
When you actually take that to $50,000, that actually encompasses 90% of our membership. So what we do is very impactful through this program for these folks.
You are a godsend to these folks, for sure.
My staff is. I'm not.
Well,
my staff will say otherwise.
Your credit union. Let's say your credit union. My gosh. So how long have you guys been, how long has this program been in place?
I've been with the credit union for 4 years. We have always done ITIN lending, and that is our core business. We shifted a little bit to put more emphasis in it about 4 years
ago.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, gotcha.
So, and at the same time, you know, I want to think it's not just Comunidad Latina doing this. I did mention that there are very few credit unions doing ITIN lending, but other credit unions are helping us deliver that product to members. Just a couple minutes ago, I talked about the population that we serve and how low income they are. So a lot of them don't have the ability to save. When you're making $25,000 in a household and you're supporting a family of three, you're using every single penny.
Yep.
And we try to encourage savings. When they come into the office, they want to cash a check for $112.55. Our staff will ask them, well, do you want to leave the $2.50 or the 55 cents or the $5.55 in the account? Sometimes they say yes, sometimes they say we can. We actually need every single penny.
Oh my gosh.
And because of that, we don't have enough funds to lend. So other credit unions have placed deposits with us.
So
we can actually utilize that money from other credit unions and lend them to the community. I'm going to forget all of them because, I mean, there's quite a few of them, but Schools First is one of them. Schools First is a huge supporter.
Yep.
Comunidad Latina Federal Credit Union will not be around without them. Orange County's credit union has a deposit with us. Credit Union Southern California, Westum, LBS Financial.
New Orleans,
And Boyne, I mean, there's even credit unions outside California. So they use this as a conduit to actually help this community, although they're not doing it directly.
Gosh, that's amazing. What other industry would do something like that?
You collaboration adds its best.
I know. Oh my goodness. So how has it evolved? I mean, I want to get, what feedback did you get from your presentation when you were in there, when you were talking these numbers? I mean, I would think people would be dropping out of their chairs like, what? Are you kidding me? And then to hear how these other credit unions are helping you guys out, that's even a bigger message out there for what our industry does, not only for each other, but for their communities. It's amazing.
The feedback was very positive. I haven't read the reviews yet from my presentation, but I actually opened up the session by telling member stories. Actually, a couple of our members that I have dealt with personally and how they deal with the financial needs that they have on a daily basis. But I also wanted to tell the room and the attendees yesterday that ITIN lending is not only the right thing to do, but it's good for you as well. When you look at the loan yield that our portfolio produces, we beat the industry. We are at 7.96. Our losses are lower than the industry.
Wow.
The Cole report as of June was 0.66 basis points. As of September, is 0.44 below industry. So these folks pay, they're loyal. So it's not only the right thing to do, it's profitable for the credit union as well.
Yeah, and that's another part of it that's amazing as well.
Yeah.
These people that are pinching every penny are so loyal to your credit union that they're gonna pay that back. So, and then that only not obviously helps you guys, but it helps them too, right?
Yeah.
So building up their credit score, all that type of stuff, so they can continue on and take that next level, that next step in life, so.
And as an immigrant myself, I'm an immigrant myself as well. In most foreign countries, not paying a loan back is not an option. So that's why the delinquency is low, that's why the charge-offs are low.
Okay.
Is culturally, they don't know that they have the ability not to pay the loan back.
Right. Oh my goodness. So where do we go from here? Why is my iPad doing some weird thing? So anyway, there we go. So where do we go from here? What does 2020 look like for you guys? Is this a program that keeps increasing each year, or how does it?
Well, my goal is to be out of business. Because we're a small credit union, and how you take me out of business is if every other credit union start doing ITIN lending.
Gotcha.
So my goal is to educate all my peers so they actually can start offering this to their membership at large. Mm-hmm. And some credit unions are starting to do that.
Oh, good.
And so there is no need for Comunidad Latina Federal Credit Union because everyone else is serving the
community. Well, we want you guys around, obviously, but I like the mindset. So
it's about helping people. It's not about us growing or sustainability for Comunidad Latina. Is about actually serving all these folks that need services, mm-hmm, financial mm-hmm. services that currently are unbanked and underbanked.
Yep, and there's lots and lots of those folks out there, unfortunately. But you guys are stepping up to the plate, and all the credit unions that are helping out as well.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. So what can we do to help promote this, the I-10 lending, these types of programs?
Don't be afraid of I-10 lending. Start looking into it. If you have any questions, you can contact me.
Yeah,
contact Filene.
Okay.
Filene has... Victor Coros as well at mm-hmm.
He's at Coopera now.
At Coopera. Mm-hmm. All of us have information about IT.
Okay.
And it's something that is actually I think is the next marketplace for us for credit unions. This is how credit unions started, serving the mm-hmm. people that needed it the most. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think it's nice to step back and do that again.
And how the guys are coming together to help. Oh, such a great story. Eric, thank you so much stopping by. Keep up the good work. Let's check in again next year and see how things are going, all right? See
we
how
will.
It's expanded and other credit unions using it as well. So good
thank
stuff.
You. Thank you so much.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. One of our industry's heroes.